From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A cessation of hostilities set to take effect in Syria. The U.S. and Russia Monday announced agreement on plans for a cessation of hostilities by Saturday. It would apply to all parties in the conflict, with the exception of terror groups like Islamic State and Nusra. Under the plan, the parties involved would limit use of force to situations such as self-defense. They would also agree to provide unhindered access to humanitarian aid. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force, part of the 17-nation International Syria Support Group. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said over the next days, the task force will work out standard operating procedures.
It's a challenging environment, but I think if we can get to Saturday, if we can put this in place, if we can put a mechanism in place that, and I'm not saying it's going to operate smoothly from day one, but that looks at when there are violations, who's behind those violations, and then it's ultimately on each of the parties to either buy into this or not. And so, you know, this is partly a test of that commitment.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Presidents Obama and Putin spoke about the plan by phone.
We recognize that this is going to be difficult to implement. We know that there are a lot of obstacles and there are sure to be some setbacks.
But he called it a moment of opportunity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burundi, where he's holding talks with President Pierre Nkurunziza, members of the opposition and civil society, in a bid to end 10 months of violence caused by Mr. Nkurunziza's successful re-election bid last year. His decision sparked violence and has killed hundreds and forced thousands of others to flee. Ahead of his arrival, at least three more people were killed in gun grenade attacks. This is VOA News.